The APU, which is auxiliary.
God is my co-pilot. I think about that movie while I flip just gobs of switches from the pilot seat of an MD-83 airliner.
Up to external power, which we do not.
For the moment, my co-pilot is Everett Aaron, the only actual pilot in this colorfully nicknamed Flying Cigar. We're not actually going to fly this thing. He's just reading me through the checklist pilots use to get a commercial airliner ready for flight.
Make sure we don't get into the red.
As you can hear, it's increasingly noisy in a commercial cockpit, and it's more than a little jolting when I do this.
Autopilot.
Calm down, that's actually supposed to do that. What's more important, though, is what Aaron says next.
You have now brought an airliner to life, sir.
You have now brought an airliner to life. Fitting words from a man who just brought an airline to life. This flying cigar, long and snow-white and more like a flying cigarette in my opinion, has a permanent home on the tarmac of North Texas Regional Airport in Grayson County. And it's the actual juggernaut of an entirely new concept in commercial flight.
We are the first airline that its entire purpose is to facilitate only Christian missionaries.
So yes, God actually is Everett Aaron's co-pilot. The name of the airline is Judah 1, a reference to the biblical founder of the Israelite tribe. Eventually, that MD-83 sitting out back of Aaron's office will fly Christian missionaries as far as the airliner can carry them, which is about 2,700 miles on a full tank. And, pardon the pun, Judah 1 has not been a fly-by-night operation.
I got the idea for this, or the vision for it, in 1994. And that was during some prayer time at the airport, which I like going out to do at the airport and praying. And so I was out there praying, and that's when the Lord spoke to me about having an airline, literally, to do this with.
It's been expensive and heavy on the FAA work, too. It's been at least a $5 million endeavor so far, paid for partly through some of Aaron's own money and some through the generosity of people who believe in the vision behind Judah 1. And Judah 1 is not, by the way, a charter service.
We're a full-blown airline. It's based on individual ticket sales, and we're just starting with the one aircraft.
Aaron says ticket prices will be competitive to those of other commercial carriers. The plane itself can carry 17,000 overall pounds, which means an awful lot of supplies. And the reason for starting an airline service strictly for mission trips rests in keeping that cargo safe.
One of the biggest things that missionaries run into problems with is losing their cargo. Most missionaries, when they ship their supplies over, whether it's food, medical supplies, whatever, they ship it via cargo container. Over 50% of the missionaries lose their cargo.
It's a nasty combination of thievery and corruption in the countries missionaries want to visit, Aaron says. Supplies might be held hostage, or they might just disappear altogether. That's true for food, for medicine, and Bibles, actually.
As strange as it sounds, Bibles are one of the largest black market items overseas.
So taking all that food, all that medicine, and all the Bibles with them ensures that they get supplies off the plane and directly to who they're earmarked for. Another advantage Judah 1 will have, Aaron says, is that the MD-83 can carry 120 people. If you tried to send 120 missionaries on a major airline, you'd have to split them up into numerous flights. That means cargo sent ahead, and probably confiscated, and the loss of several whole days waiting for everyone to show up. And this isn't speculation. This is based on a trial run for the airline to Honduras last year.
We took 80 missionaries and 8,000, and don't hold this number to me, but I want to say 8,600 pounds of food. We got all of them in Honduras and in the mission field through customs once we landed, 45 minutes.
Aaron says he expects to be fully online with Judah 1 by the end of this year. For KETR News, I'm Scott Morgan.